Hey, this is RJ Harvey. You're listening to Roster Watch. Talking about dynasty rookie mock draft expectations. It's early February. The combine's a few weeks away. A lot is going to change, but we need to start getting a grasp on where these players will be drafted and where you can take advantage of your rookie drafts. Tap in, tune in every single week, most days of the week, here on Roster Watch on YouTube and on podcast, and we'll continue to crush the content as we continue towards NFL Combine, Pro Day season, and the NFL Draft. We, of course, just got done with the Senior Bowl and the Shrine Bowl. Here we are. These are not going to be a mock draft by me. It's not going to be an ADP-driven thing. It's going to be a conversation between me, myself, and I. I'm going to share a screen if you're here watching on the YouTube channel. I'll talk through each pick as I go. But really what I want to do with this is to strictly just have a conversation, feel out where the class is right now and kind of what to expect when you are drafting from the 109, for example, in your rookie drafts in a couple of months or maybe just a month away post NFL Combine. All right, so first things first, what we can do is we can get out of the way is the elephant in the room. In one QB rookie mock drafts, Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State, is the locked-in 101. Unless something goes completely haywire with medicals or with speed at the NFL Combine, that is a shoe-in number one overall pick. Moving on to number two, the most conversed player at the wide receiver position right now and kind of also looked at as kind of a shoe-in for the top of the position is Teteroa McMillan, wide receiver from Arizona, 6'4", 6'5", 211, 215 pounds, plays a lot like Drake London, had good quarterback play in 23, not so much in 24, played with the same guy, Noah Fafita, at Arizona and did the job. When you look at consensus around the industry of fantasy football, the expectation will be that Teteroa McMillan and his top 12 or 15 draft capital in the 2025 NFL draft will place Teteroa McMillan up here in this Jeanty conversation. These are the two players that we pretty much know from here on out will be one and two off the board in the NFL draft. Of course, that's not conversing about Travis Hunter, who is an entirely different conversation by himself. All right, so those are the top two picks. Ashton Jeanty, running back from Boise State. Teteroa McMillan, 102 from Arizona. After that, it gets a little more what happens in the NFL draft, what happens for athleticism testing. A lot of people look at Luther Burden for some reason as a gadget player, a guy that played with Brady Cook at Missouri who did – it was underwhelming from a quarterback's perspective. Omorian Hampton, running back North Carolina, one of just four players to rush for 1,500 yards in back-to-back seasons with 15-plus touchdowns. The same boat says Dalvin Cook, Travis Etienne, and Lamar Jackson. Omorian Hampton fits in that boat. Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver from Ohio State, a fifth-year guy or fourth-year guy. Gosh, I'm blanking on that one. I literally just talked about Emeka Egbuka yesterday about Emeka Egbuka. He played four seasons at Ohio State, not five. I don't know why I said five. Travis Hunter, the wide receiver slash cornerback from Colorado. We have to have a discussion about him. Some of his high-end ADPs to this point has been all the way up to the 103 position. But I think for right now, today, one quarterback PPR, the third overall selection we can project will be Omarion Hampton, who looks to be the second running back drafted in the 2025 NFL draft. If you do tap in to any of the shows, whether it's on Roster Watch or it's over on the Draft Rankings podcast, Draft Rankings show, you can get on YouTube and on a podcast. I talk about the position value of running back in this class and why it's so strong. Omarion Hampton's that reason. Alex has talked about it as well. If he was in a class by himself, if he was in a class without Ashton Jeanty, if he was in most other classes, he would be the top running back off the board. If it's not a Bijan, if it's not a Jeanty, he's the top running back in his given class. So there's your top three selections. Another one that we do know being conversed right now in the NFL circles as a potential first round pick is Travion Henderson. The fantasy football community and industry has not quite stayed true to Travion Henderson. Henderson was once known as one of the most well-known Devy assets in the space, quite frankly. And he's since kind of fallen down. You look at ADPs over the course of the last month have went downhill on Travion Henderson. But I think when the NFL draft circles look at him, it's more so in the direction of first round selection. So at the fourth overall, I think you're going to have an option. Some people are going to like the skate out there and take your Travis Hunter, because they want that dynamic ability on offense. More than likely, it's going to be a Jacksonville or New England or something where he's going to have to play all reps on defense and be a package player on offense. That's just more than likely what's going to happen and how I'm going to project it from here on out. So I'm not going to talk about Travis Hunter quite yet. What I am going to do, looking at the running back position once again, is to go with Travion Henderson, the projected most highest draft capital coming out of Ohio State this year. After Travion Henderson at number four, we're looking at number five. Number five is, I think, when you turn and you start conversing, is this too early for Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State? Some people will begin to put Tyler Warren up into this conversation. Those that want to get over their skis, that got over their skis on Kyle Pitts. I don't want to see got over their skis on Brock Bowers, but kind of got over their skis on Brock Bowers. Both of those had prolific rookie seasons to boot. A lot of people think Tyler Warren is reminiscent of a Dallas Clark, a Rob Gronkowski. You will get fantasy gamers that push the name Tyler Warren from Penn State up to number five overall. I will not be one of those guys. I'm staying true to the position of wide receiver and bringing Luther Burden to the fifth overall selection. My comp for Luther Burden is Terry McLaurin. You look at the dynamic ability that Luther Burden brings to the table downfield. It's not just gadget. It's a guy that has nearly a full route tree. He's good in stem work. He was a monster at the SEC level as a sophomore in college on a mediocre Missouri team. Luther Burden will continue that into the NFL. And if you want to really put your name next to a guy, to me, it's Luther Burden. His capital in the NFL, his draft capital in the NFL draft this upcoming spring, coupled with his performance at the NFL Combine projected, will place him still into the top eight. I'm going to put him here at number five overall as a projection. A name that a lot of people have attached themselves to over the course of the last 4 or 5 months through the college football season was Caleb Johnson, the running back from Iowa. I do believe that this helium stays true and people continue to love Caleb Johnson from Iowa. Caleb Johnson had a great season this year, and many people are like looking at him as a value play at the running back position, given how deep the running back group is. This would make him running back four off of the board. He had almost 800 yards on the ground for Iowa as a true freshman. He had over 1,520 touchdowns in 2024 for a team that rarely threw the football. That's number six. So those are your top six. Ashton Jeanty, Ted McMillan, Omarion Hampton, Travion Henderson, Luther Burden, Caleb Johnson. And now we're here at the 107, and people are starting to look, is it time for Quinshon Judkins, who is a super player, super talent? But a lot of people have questions about Quinshon Judkins for some reason. Ollie Gordon, who I still believe is a top five running back in this draft class, though he played for a horrendous Oklahoma State team.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you ask those in NFL draft circles, RJ Harvey from Central Florida needs to be discussed as one of the, you know, he's looked at as the next senior running back after Travion Henderson to come off the draft board for the NFL teams. You look at wide receiver, of course, Travis Hunter is sitting right there. Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State. Matthew Golden had a pretty prolific season for Texas. And Isaiah Bond, look at the NFL draft and what's going to happen with the NFL Combine. Could the Combine and him running a 4.28 or a 4.29 vault him up back into first-round conversations? One player we do know is locked into first-round conversations, and as a PPR monster, you can look at him, Emeka Egbuka. We'll add one more Ohio State player into this top 10, and that's going to lock in Emeka Egbuka, a guy that when you just simply watch him play, it's a sure thing. It's the surest thing when you think back to another Ohio State player in Chris Olave. I think Chris Olave a lot when I think of Emeka Egbuka, and it's not because it's the comp. The comp for me is Robert Woods, Jarvis Landry, the model of consistency, 1,000-yard season. That's the same exact story I told for the likes of Chris Olave. So Emeka Egbuka, I think, will retain value, and even though he's a fourth-year wide receiver, continue to be a top 10 pick in fantasy football circles. Let's go right back to back with Ohio State. It's going to be for people to stay off of Quinshon Judkins when they're coming down to their fantasy football rookie drafts, because Quinshon Judkins, to quite honestly keep it short, sweet, and simple, is 21 years old. He's a 21-year-old running back that truthfully didn't have a ton of wear and tear on his body. In three seasons, he had 700 carries, which is fine. It's about an average. You look back to his true freshman season, 1,500 yards on the ground. 2023, 1,100 yards on the ground. 2024, 1,000 yards on the ground. That's three 1,000-yard rushing seasons for Quinshon Judkins. He also played this past year, of course, with Travion Henderson. That ties Devin Neal for the most 1,000-yard seasons from a running back in the 2025 NFL draft cycle. I love this top eight if you're paying attention at home. Ashton Jeanty, Tet McMillan, Omarion Hampton, Travion Henderson, Luther Burden, Caleb Johnson, Emeka Egbuka, Quinshon Judkins. It's looking to force a lot of value down into round two. At this point, I think the Travis Hunter thing comes off the board. Travis Hunter's looked at, if he played just offense, he would be looked at as a potential number three, number four. He probably would be four. Probably would be right after Omarion Hampton for most people if Travis Hunter was a predominantly offensive player. For me, he drops down to nine in what I foresee this thing happening. I don't foresee most gamers letting him fall to that 112. Imagine letting the champion of your league get Travis Hunter at 112 or 111, the runner-up. A really good team getting Travis Hunter is not something I think many people want. They want, I guess there's risk involved in the Travis Hunter thing. I just don't see, nine has felt like the right spot for me all along when you talk about Travis Hunter. Now I think as stuff starts to go a little bit more haywire, a little bit more, this is my guy situation. And I think when you're looking at fantasy football rookie drafts and you look at ADPs and stuff, there's one name that sticks out who's best available right now, and that's the tight end from Penn State, Tyler Warren. I've talked about him just a minute ago, being a lot of people comparing him to, Of course, Rob Gronkowski, 6'6", 250 pounds. He was seventh in the Heisman voting this year. A guy that had over 1,200 yards, over 100 receptions for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Tyler Warren's going to have a massive, 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 massive fan club in the fantasy football dynasty community. So we're going to go ahead and plug in Tyler Warren right there. Now, I do think there's a conversation when you get to this point of these running backs. I like Ollie Gordon. I like R.J. Harvey. I think the NFL loves R.J. Harvey. Dylan Sampson from Tennessee, a super running back, super dynamic running back that outperformed Jalen Wright the last couple of seasons at Tennessee. Trevor Etienne, the brother to Travis Etienne, is also available. When will the quarterbacks go off the board? I don't foresee that happening in the top 15 picks of 1QB drafts. When do you go back to tight end, a strong tight end group? I think very soon. But Matthew Golden, Trey Harris, and Isaiah Bond is where the conversation sits for me. Matthew Golden right now looks to be the receiver that is most likely to get NFL draft first-round capital. We'll plug him in here at number 11. He's a third-year player, played two seasons at Houston, a lot of special teams work, broke out in a massive, like, super breakout. He broke out at Houston, super breakout this year at Texas late in the season once Isaiah Bond was injured and did not finish the season. And a lot of ankle injuries. So Isaiah Bond, we'll see what happens at the NFL Combine, how fast he runs. We're going to talk about him here in just a minute. When you do look over at ADP right now in consensus in February, the next names that do come off the board is Bond. Then you hit your quarterbacks at the 1-2 turn. Ollie Gordon, Colston Loveland, Devin Neal, Dylan Sampson. I do believe when we get through the NFL Combine and you start to see more ADPs come out, people are going to get right back in on the Ollie Gordon train. I remember vividly the 2017 rookie draft cycle when the 201, the 112, 2-1 turn was a lot of Alvin Kamara. A lot of Alvin Kamara from Tennessee, a guy that we, of course, saw last a long time in the NFL, and he's still getting a fat paycheck. Ollie Gordon's a guy that deceptively – I'm not going to obviously compare him to Alvin Kamara. He was an All-American last 2 years ago, Offensive Player of the Year in the Big 12. He wasn't used in overwhelmingly amounts in college as a receiver, but 80 receptions in 3 seasons. A guy very fluid out of the backfield, not the best pass protector, but we know can run the football, and I know can receive the football. I think that keeps him here at the 112 at the back end of round one. Just for mock draft sake, let's do 3 more selections just so you get a feel of what it's like to have that 201, 202, and 203. There's your first round, though. It's Ashton Jeanty. It's Teterua McMillan, Omarion Hampton, Travion Henderson, Luther Burden, Caleb Johnson, Emeka Egbuka, Quinshon Judkins, Travis Hunter, Tyler Warren, Matthew Golden, and Ollie Gordon at the 112. Please click that like button. Please click subscribe to stay tapped in. Stay tuned in for all things Roster Watch Nation. At the 201, this is the direction I'm going to take us. I'm going to take us to Isaiah Bond. I do believe he runs a sub 4.32, 4.31, 4.30. Maybe he cracks 4.29, 4.28. He's going to run super fast, and that's going to push him further up boards than it already is. People love speed in fantasy football. And if you have the 201 and the 101 and the 201, maybe you get Ashton Jeanty and Isaiah Bond on your roster. Now, for those drafting at the 202, I think Ilik Aiyemanner, Trey Harris are 2 wide receivers that we just really don't know at the current stage what's going to happen with these guys from a combine perspective, from a draft perspective. There's a lot of top 50 conversation around both players who played Aiyemanner at Stanford, prolific against Colorado 2 years ago, and Trey Harris, prolific this past year with Jackson Dart at Ole Miss. Both very great human beings. Neither played at their bowl game. Aiyemanner was supposed to be at the Senior Bowl. Trey Harris was supposed to be at the Shrine Bowl. Usually means that they hear good things back, which is usually round 2 in the NFL draft, which I think potentially places both of them in this area right here, 202, 203, 204. But I'm going to go ahead and go the running back route, the young guy. I'm going to go ahead and ride Dylan Sampson here at the 202. Dylan Sampson, the running back from University of Tennessee. Super talented back. Let's plug him in here at 202. Dylan Sampson, I talked about already. I'm not going to go too deep into him. He outperformed Jalen Wright the last couple of years at Tennessee when they were together. Jalen Wright, of course, drafted in the 4th round to the Miami Dolphins. Dylan Sampson was the 2024 SEC Offensive Player of the Year, 22 touchdowns, almost 1,500 yards on the ground in his 3rd season for the Tennessee Volunteers. The 15th selection, we'll plug it in right here, right now. We talk about Trey Harris. We talked about Ilik Aiyemanner. We talk about the quarterbacks. They don't belong quite yet. The direction we will go, though, is to that tight end. I think tight end 2 will come off the board at this point. There's going to be a lot of Harold Fannin fans out there. I think there's beginning to be a lot more Elijah Arroyo fans out there. But the 15th selection, the 203, my projection will be that Colston Loveland will have a hive, and if he gets drafted potentially by the Kansas City Chiefs at 31 overall, 203 in your dynasty rookie drafts is a logical outcome. I'm Cody Carpentier. I appreciate you tapping in and watching the show. More mock drafts coming on a week-to-week basis here at RosterWatch.com, RosterWatch on YouTube, RosterWatch on podcast, wherever you get your content. We'll have it. We'll be here for you and to support you. Make sure you tap in over at RosterWatch.com. Become a pro or a premium member to support the team. We thank you. We love you. We'll be back tomorrow with more Dynasty content from the Trash Man and myself.